Text 2. An interview with Laura Johnson. First reading. I am the first voice you will hear. I am the interviewer.
I am the second voice you'll hear. I am Laura Johnson.
A very good morning, listeners. It's indeed a great pleasure to have in the studio today Laura Johnson, Australia's 2014 Youth Representative to the United Nations. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thanks, it's great to be here.
Now, you recently went on a remote road trip across Australia to start meeting young people in your role as our youth representative. What issues and concerns were shared by those whom you met?
It was interesting to hear that the issues of young people in remote areas were quite different from those of young people in metropolitan areas. On the first road trip, I visited some extremely remote areas where there are really limited opportunities for education post-high school. Another issue that they talked about and was a real concern for them was the difficulty in finding a job. I've got about 5 key target groups of young people that I want to make sure I engage with, and one of those groups is in remote areas, which is why I made a point to go into remote areas in every state and territory.
What are the other key groups?
Young people with a disability, culturally and linguistically diverse young people, recently arrived refugees, and Indigenous Australians.
So tell me, where did you get your passion for social justice issues?
I think a lot of it comes from my migrant background. My parents came to Australia from Sri Lanka back in 1988. I was born here the year after, and so I'm quite aware that there is a lot of inequality in terms of opportunities for education and employment, and even really basic things like housing. I guess I've always been aware of these things because it's part of my identity. I also went to a high school which really instilled in me a strong sense of justice. We were taught the basic curriculum, but we were also taught to look globally and look at our community. That's something that I've really taken with me through university and now in this role.
As part of your role, you'll be giving a speech to the United Nations General Assembly. Is the speech materialising in your head yet?
It is beginning to materialise. The campaign I've been running this year is all around the idea of a great perhaps, which is about asking people to share their biggest dreams and the changes they want to see in our world. So I think my statement to the General Assembly will encompass this idea of dreaming big and trying to create a vision for the type of world that young Australians want to live in. I'm already starting to see some themes around the need for more equality and the removal of discrimination on the basis of religion or race or sexual orientation.
Would you say that young Australians are disengaged, or are they really eager to become involved in certain issues?
I think young Australians are completely engaged, but perhaps not in the way that we traditionally imagine people to be engaged with the political process. So you'll find that we don't have a large number of young people joining the mainstream political parties, but we do have a large number joining quite issue-specific organisations, such as the Australian Youth Climate Coalition.
So, Laura, what have you found are the top 5 most important issues for Australian youth today?
Education, mental health, drugs and alcohol, the environment and bullying. One way we could start to address some of these issues is to have more peer-led education in the schools. For example, instead of having experts come in and lecture the students, I would like to see more young people go to schools and talk to the students, you know, people they can relate to. I think it would be really valuable that students listen to their stories and take this first-hand advice.
So how did studying a Bachelor of Arts Law help your career?
Well, the Arts Law degree has been really great. On the arts side of it, I learnt about international relations, so I was able to study the United Nations system and get a sense for how countries deal with each other and how the United Nations system works. So that's certainly been helpful, and I think will be particularly helpful when I head over to the United Nations in New York in September. On the law side, it really helped in terms of being able to think critically, being able to articulate what my message is, both in terms of verbal and written communication.
What's your advice for young undergraduates wishing to follow in your footsteps?
I still feel like I'm quite young to be advising others, but I say to young people that they should really capitalise on the opportunity to get involved in a whole range of different organisations and government stuff and just see where they fit best. I found it really valuable to have some great professional mentors who are able to support me and have some good professional contacts. Networking is always really important, and seeing what kind of support mentors can give in the long run has really helped me since I finished uni.
Well, we wish you all the very best in your role and good luck in New York at the end of this year.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to have been on your show today.
Text 2, second reading. A very good morning, listeners. It's indeed a great pleasure to have in the studio today Laura Johnson, Australia's 2014 Youth Representative to the United Nations. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thanks, it's great to be here.
Now, you recently went on a remote road trip across Australia to start meeting young people in your role as our Youth Representative. What issues and concerns were shared by those whom you met?
It was interesting to hear that the issues of young people in remote areas were quite different from those of young people in metropolitan areas. On the first road trip, I visited some extremely remote areas where there are really limited opportunities for education post-high school. Another issue that they talked about and was a real concern for them was the difficulty in finding a job. I've got about 5 key target groups of young people that I want to make sure I engage with, and one of those groups is in remote areas, which is why I made a point to go into remote areas in every state and territory.
What are the other key groups?
Young people with a disability, culturally and linguistically diverse young people, recently arrived refugees, and Indigenous Australians.
So tell me, where did you get your passion for social justice issues?
I think a lot of it comes from my migrant background. My parents came to Australia from Sri Lanka back in 1988. I was born here the year after, and so I'm quite aware that there is a lot of inequality in terms of opportunities for education and employment, and even really basic things like housing. I guess I've always been aware of these things because it's part of my identity. I also went to a high school which really instilled in me a strong sense of justice. We were taught the basic curriculum, but we were also taught to look globally and look at our community. That's something that I've really taken with me through university and now in this role.
As part of your role, you'll be giving a speech to the United Nations General Assembly. Is the speech materialising in your head yet?
It is beginning to materialise. The campaign I've been running this year is all around the idea of a great perhaps, which is about asking people to share their biggest dreams and the changes they want to see in our world. So I think my statement to the General Assembly will encompass this idea of dreaming big and trying to create a vision for the type of world that young Australians want to live in. I'm already starting to see some themes around the need for more equality and the removal of discrimination on the basis of religion or race or sexual orientation.
Would you say that young Australians are disengaged, or are they really eager to become involved in certain issues?
I think young Australians are completely engaged, but perhaps not in the way that we traditionally imagine people to be engaged with the political process. So you'll find that we don't have a large number of young people joining the mainstream political parties, but we do have a large number joining quite issue-specific organisations, such as the Australian Youth Climate Coalition.
So, Laura, what have you found are the top five most important issues for Australian youth today?
Education, mental health, drugs and alcohol, the environment and bullying. One way we could start to address some of these issues is to have more peer-led education in the schools. For example, instead of having experts come in and lecture the students, I would like to see more young people go to schools and talk to the students. You know, people they can relate to. I think it would be really valuable that students listen to their stories and take this first-hand advice.
So how did studying a Bachelor of Arts Law help your career?
Well, the Arts Law degree has been really great. On the arts side of it, I learnt about international relations. So I was able to study the United Nations system and get a sense for how countries deal with each other and how the United Nations system works. So that's certainly been helpful. And I think will be particularly helpful when I head over to the United Nations in New York in September. On the law side, it really helped in terms of being able to think critically, being able to articulate what my message is, both in terms of verbal and written communication.
What's your advice for young undergraduates wishing to follow in your footsteps?
I still feel like I'm quite young to be advising others, but I say to young people that they should really capitalise on the opportunity to get involved in a whole range of different organisations and government stuff and just see where they fit best. I found it really valuable to have some great professional mentors who are able to support me and have some good professional contacts. Networking is always really important, and seeing what kind of support mentors can give in the long run has really helped me since I finished uni.
Well, we wish you all the very best in your role and good luck in New York at the end of this year.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to have been on your show today.
Now answer the questions for Text 2. This is the end of Section 1. Supervisors, please turn off the sound equipment.